With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a Nashville judge has ruled that the writings of the person who killed 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults at a private Christian elementary school in Nashville last year cannot be released to the public. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The judge said that the Covenant School children and parents hold the copyright to any writings or other works created by the shooter, who was Audrey Hale, a former student who was killed by police. Hale's parents inherited the works and then transferred ownership to the families. The ruling comes more than a year after several groups filed public records requests for documents seized by Metro Nashville Police during their investigation into the March 2023 shootings. I'm Shelley Adler.
Millions of people have begun returning from their July 4th holiday travels. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
70 million plus travelers were expected to be on the go for the holiday period, which includes this Sunday. That's 5% more than last year, 8% more than 2019 before the pandemic. In fact, the AAA expects this July 4th week to be the busiest ever. The flexibility of remote work is part of the reason. Most people are expected to go by car, but air travelers are expected to set a new record, too. About 6 million people are flying. The data provider INRIX says if you're in a big metro area, you can expect traffic delays on Sunday as everybody makes it back home. I'm Rita Foley.
At a campaign appearance in Madison, Wisconsin, President Biden insists I'm staying in the race as he fights for political survival after his poor performance during the presidential debate sparked Democratic panic. On Wall Street, the Dow by 67 points, the Nasdaq rose 164, the S&P advanced 30. This is SRN News. A report card for Congress.
It comes from Family Research Council Action, and it finds that of 535 members of the House and Senate, 74 have a perfect voting record when it comes to issues having to do with faith, family, and freedom. All of the 100 percenters are members of the Republican Party. FRC President Tony Perkins says, quote, Americans should be encouraged to know that they have so many members of Congress who are standing strong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Plans to tear down a small Texas church where a gunman in 2017 killed more than 24 worshipers are on hold. A judge has approved a temporary restraining order sought by some families at First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs to delay demolition. Following the shooting, the sanctuary was turned into a memorial. The interior was painted white and chairs with the names of those who were killed were placed there. The church then voted in 2021 to tear down the building. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose to more records after a report on the job market bolstered hopes that interest rates may soon get easier. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% to set an all-time high for a third straight day and close its ninth winning week in the last 11. The Dow rose 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.9% to its own record. Treasury yields sank following the jobs data, which reinforced belief that Wall Street on the economy will stay in a not-too-hot or not-too-cold state. The Dow was up 67 points to close at 39,375. The Nasdaq gained 164 to 18,352. The S&P 500 added 30 points to 5,567. New York oil fell 72 cents to $83.16 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More at SRNnews.com.